it is time for our favorite handicapper, Gabe Morenci, who, of course, you can find on Twitter at Sports Rage and FNTSY Sportsnet and FNTSY Radio. And he's our favorite rock star on top of all that. Gabe Morenci, welcome. Happy Thanksgiving. How are you?
What's up, you freak?
Hey, same to you guys. All the best to you and yours. I hope you enjoy the festivities this week. And we've got some really, really, really cool football games on the card this week, both in the National Football League and, of course, as big as it gets in college this weekend.
All right, hang on. Forget all that stuff real quick. What are the Gabe Morenci Sports Rage odds that the balloons will be going up tomorrow for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade? Where do you set the odds at?
Well, I can tell you what. The odds are plus 750 that I'll be in Manhattan tomorrow during that parade, Pete. It's already a nightmare, man.
Yeah.
Like, streets are already closed. There's, like, fencing and cops everywhere. And, yeah, I understand there's going to be winds of 80 miles an hour. Dude, every day there's something in this city. I take the ferry across the Hudson every day back and forth. And the Coast Guard grounded the fleet the other day due to safety concerns.
Oh, my God.
Really? There's literally, like, 35,000 people, like, stuck on one side of the water. you know, there's something here every day. I just saw, actually, I saw a guy in a wheelchair get into a fight at the sports book the other night.
What?
Two old guys had to be separated. It was like Star Wars. They were swinging canes, like Darth Vader and Luke Skywalker.
Lightsabers.
It was like the U.S. Olympic fencing trials going on. I could go on, guys, but you know the expression only in New York? Yeah, it's true.
Sounds fantastic. All right, now, I know you are very analytical. You gather a lot of information, trends, all that kind of stuff before making picks. But Rivalry Weekend, you know, that's why they say throw out the record books. Is this a particularly difficult weekend to handicap for college football?
You know what? I actually like the numbers this week. But I agree with you. And, you know, there's so much talk about that. Michigan doesn't have a chance against Ohio State. Well, I don't think people have watched Michigan play for the last month. And, you know, they're called rivalry games for a reason.
Yeah.
You know, look at Nick Saban. And I don't think Nick Saban's just saying this when he talks about how he's worried about this game. You know, he said, you know, Auburn are better than their record, and they're going to play their best football against us. And he's right.
Yep.
And, you know Ohio State, know the same. I think there's sort of less pressure on Auburn than there is Michigan. There's just so much pressure on the Michigan Wolverines. But I agree. You throw out the records in these rivalry games. Sports as a whole, I take everything on a game-by-game basis. I like to know the trends. I like to know, you can never have too much information. Mm-hmm. But at the same point in time, I think we overcomplicate things. The Atlanta Hawks are a good example. They just keep going over the number, right?
Mm-hmm.
So just keep betting them until they stop going over the number. You know, when teams are covering all the time, it's a good example. Look, Dallas Cowboys and the Buffalo Bills. You know, the Buffalo Bills are 7-3-1 against the spread this year, and they're getting points. So I've sort of started to simplify things this year a lot, and I'm doing okay. In the Circa Million contest, our record is now 32-23. It could be better. It's not great. I don't think we're going to be able to finish in the money. I've been pretty volatile this year.
Yeah.
You know, it's either like all or nothing. I'll be like 4-1 or I'll be 2-3. There's not a lot of in between this year.
Yeah.
I'm up units. It's been a pretty good year, actually. I'm kind of sad that college football is coming to an end.
Yeah, me too.
But with that being stated, I'm ready to attack this weekend. I've got some plays that I'm going to be hitting pretty hard this weekend.
Okay.
All right, well, and then I'm sure Ohio State, Michigan is, and I know because you have a lot of emotion invested in that game. I know how you are with them, the Maple Leafs, the Raptors. I know you have to separate head from heart, and you have to, especially at your level. Otherwise, you're going to get burned.
Not the Leafs, though. Not the Leafs. I am a Raptor fan. I'm not a Leaf fan. I'm a Canadiens fan.
Oh, that's right.
It's even worse for you, Pete.
Tough game last night. I only lost by 7. Oops. Sorry.
Yeah, you know what? I thought they were a good. I didn't bet them last night. That's just a really. Talk about good rivalries, guys.
Yeah.
And I know it's just Florida, but I'm telling you right now, the Boston Bruins and the Montreal Canadiens is one of the best rivalries in all of sport.
Yeah.
And it has been. It continues. It always will be. It just is. But that's besides the point. But no, in this game, And I'll listen, I want to make money. I'm not naive. I'm really not a homer when it comes to betting. I'm like Pete Rose. I don't bet against my own team, but sort of like Pete Rose's bookie used to know that Pete didn't think the Reds were going to win when he didn't bet on them.
Oh, yeah.
And he would bet on them all the time.
Yeah.
And it turns out he'd never bet on them when Bill Gullickson was pitching. Mm-hmm. So I'm sort of like that guy. He's like, I just won't bet on the game if I'm not really in love with it. I'm going to sprinkle on Michigan on the money line. Eventually, Lightning's got to strike. But honestly, yeah. I think the total's too low in this game, guys.
Really?
I mean, we're talking, and once again, I'll go back to like not overcomplicating things. The Ohio State Buckeyes, these guys are scoring 49 points per game.
Yeah.
The total is 50.5.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I know it's not that simple, but it sort of is in reality. Like I said, we overcomplicate things. People want to sound smart on the radio and TV. Like, look at the Buffalo. When the Buffalo Bills played the Miami Dolphins earlier this year in Buffalo, mm-hmm. the Bills were 17.5-point favorites. Mm-hmm. I noted to people, you know, guys, the Bills score 17.9 points per game.
Right.
So unless they're going to shut them out, you know, there's not a lot of wiggle room. Well, what happened?
Yeah.
You know, Miami covered the number.
Yeah.
So, you know, the number was too high. And, you know, when we see these numbers, and, you know, you've got to take a leap of faith sometimes. And, you know, that's what we're going to be doing here this weekend. But the over is the way to go in this game. You know, Michigan are actually scoring 33 points a game on the year. Mm-hmm. For all the talk of Michigan's demise, their offense has been on fire. They've scored 38 or more points in four straight football games. They're averaging 33 points on the year. They're 8-3 to the over on the season. They're actually 7-4 against the spread. Mm. Like I said, if you look at Michigan's numbers without the name beside the team, you'd be like, yeah, pretty good year.
Yeah,
you know, right. 9-2 straight up, 7-4 against the spread, 8-3 to the over. You know, scoring 33 points a game, give up 16 points a game. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, but Ohio State are even better. And Ohio State score 49 points a game. You know, absolutely devastating on offense. And to me, this total is just too low. We've seen in past years, this isn't grand. This isn't grand. This isn't Bo and Woody anymore, guys. You know, we grew up with that. But this is not Bo and Woody. As much as Harbaugh would like it to be,
right.
I think he understands that it isn't. You need to score points in today's college football. You look at the top teams, they put points up on the board. Hell, even LSU give up a boatload of points. And, you know, to me, they're the best team in the country.
Yeah.
There's going to be points scored in this football game. I don't know if Michigan can outscore them, but if you want to put money in your pocket, bet the over this game.
All right.
Well, before we get to the NFL, what are a couple other games? I mean, it's loaded.
Alabama.
Yeah.
Alabama, come on. 3.5 points?
Yeah.
3.5 points?
Mm-hmm.
If you, me, you know, Craig, yeah. Pete, you, me, the janitor at the radio station was quarterback in Alabama, I'd lay the 3.5 here.
Yeah.
Alabama get to play the victim card for real. I mean, Alabama, Nick Saban loves that victim card. All those coaches love that stuff, but no one believes in us. It's like, shut up, coach. You were 7-point favorites in the game, right? You know, and they always roll that stuff out. Well, you know what? It's true. Nobody believes in us. And, you know, I've spoken to coaches about this. And, you know, Terry Bowden's actually a friend of our network.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually said, yeah, well, coaches all know the point spread. They want to know how their team is being gauged. Mm-hmm. And they're also aware of the boosters. And I like what Coach Bowden said. He goes, you know, if people can take time out of their life to be fans of our team, the least we can do is try to cover for them. If we're not going to win when he was at Akron. I like his style there. But, you know, you don't think that Saban sees the polls. He's, you know, they feed off this stuff. And, you know, Saban's also going to see, he's going to go, look, you know, guys, you know, we're usually 17-point favorites. They only think we're 3.5-point favorites in this game. It's definitely going to be used. Alabama's a hungry team, and usually, you know, Alabama's just great, but now you got a great team that's pissed off.
Mm.
And, you know, this isn't the great Auburn team here. I know that Nick's has played better at home than he has on the road, but this is different. You know, are you kidding me, man? When I saw this number, I was shocked. I have no problem laying the points with Jones at quarterback, guys. I'll gladly And in fact, I can't wait to get to the book today. Normally, I'm a last-second better. I'm not screwing around.
Yeah.
I'm putting in some plays today.
Yep.
I'll share a prop with you that I'm going to be betting in a Cowboy-Bills game that I freaking love.
Okay.
I'm fired up this week.
Awesome.
That's fantastic. All right, so let's talk about your beloved Bills against Cowboys. It's going to make your holiday great. I think this is going to be a good game. What prop do you like there?
Here's another one where I don't want to be a homer. I do think the Bills can win this game.
Mm-hmm.
Look, the Bills have only lost one game this year by more than 6 points. They've only lost three games.
Mm-hmm.
But they've only lost one game by more than 6 points. They had one bad outing this year, and that was against the Philadelphia Eagles. They just couldn't get anything going. The Eagles played well that day. Mm-hmm. You know, they caught the Eagles on a bad Sunday. Everyone's going to have a bad day. You know, the game against Cleveland was kind of ugly, but really Hoska missed two field goals.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Josh Allen struggled in the first half, but the Bills outplayed the Browns. That was just sort of a game that, you know, they ended up losing, even though they kind of deserved to win. It is what it is. It's the NFL. The other one, of course, they lost by 6 to the Patriots. They were getting 7.5. It's come down to 6.5 right now. I'm not so sure Jerry Jones's negativity is going to help the Dallas Cowboys coming into this game. I think this the best bet in this game, guys, and I like the Bills plus the 6.5. The Bills are 7-3-1 against the spread. Now, this is something that's shocking, actually. And sometimes you need to be told something to see. You know, it could be right in front of you, but you don't see it. And I didn't realize this, but the Dallas Cowboys are 0-5 this year if they don't score 30 or more points.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, are they scoring 30 points against the Buffalo Bills tomorrow?
No, also have, as you know, they haven't beaten a winning team all year.
And beat a winning team all year. And oh, yeah, by the way, Pete, you know, I've been more just sort of giving my hunch and my opinions. Let's get into some facts right now, because God knows my opinions aren't. let's get into some facts. Guys, they're 1-7 against the spread the last last eight years on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Like, people act like, oh, the Bills, oh, they're in tough, are they? I mean, the Cowboys are 1-7 against the spread the last 8 years. Their only cover was last year, when the Redskins went like through three quarterbacks in one game.
Yeah.
And they won by 8.
Yep.
Well, I know, because I was on the freaking Redskins. I hit them on a teaser. And, you know, they were in that football game.
Yeah.
There's a lot of pressure on Dallas. You know, all this, oh, they're going to be able to run the ball, Dallas, blah, blah. You don't think Buffalo is going to key in on this. And they got Trey White to put on Cooper. Buffalo only gave up 240 yards a game through the air. This is going to be a tight, smash-mouth football game. And don't think Buffalo's not excited. They haven't been on national television all year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It could be a nice coming out point. Josh Allen's playing some great football.
Yes, he is.
Like, people, you know, you want to talk about Lamar Jackson. You know, Josh Allen's also surpassed 1,000 yards already in his career rushing. And, you know, it's rarefied air. He's right up there with Vic, with Lamar Jackson. And people are talking about him. You know, offensive player of the week. This is the prop I like, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Josh Allen's passing yard prop is 219.5 yards.
Yep.
It's too low.
Yeah.
And get Josh Allen, I've been crushing this prop all year. Generally, Josh Allen, total pass and rush yards is about 250.
Mm.
254, 252. Mm. Guys, he generally throws for that.
Yeah.
And, you know, you throw in another 60 yards rushing, another 50 yards rushing. His rushing yard prop is usually around 38. Yeah, it was a little low earlier. Obviously, it goes up. But where I'm going with this is Josh Allen is a hell of a lot better than people realize. He's hitting John Brown deep on a game-by-game basis right now.
Yep.
Cole Beasley returns as well. So a lot of interesting dynamics to this game. But Josh Allen's played a lot of bad weather games so far this year.
Mm-hmm.
There's just been a lot of weird circumstances. Last week against Denver, it was 25-mile-an-hour winds. The game against Cleveland, bad weather. I could go on. They've played in a lot of bad weather games. It's Buffalo. It's been windy. It's just hasn't been snowy and stuff, but it hasn't been ideal passing conditions. As evidence of fact, Josh Allen averages 185 yards a game passing at home.
Hmm.
On the road, he averages 249 yards passing.
Okay.
The total is 219.5. Pristine conditions tomorrow, obviously, at Cowboy Stadium.
Hmm.
The number's too low. I think there's going to be some points put up on the board. Yeah, I think it's a mid-40s type game.
Hmm.
You know, 24-21, 23-20, 27-24. I think it's a close football game. But another number that I saw, 219.5, I know it's a little obscure, but basically every book has quarterback props.
Yeah.
Passing yards is a very, you know, it's a pretty common prop here. I'm smashing this over 219.5 passing yards for Josh Allen.
All right.
Awesome.
Sounds good. By the way, do you know anybody that took Stephen F. Austin last night over Duke?
On the money line at plus 800?
No, I know. I see a lot of people pretending they did on Twitter. what book even had the money line? It was one of those deals, right?
Right.
You know, went some place like on a beach, like, you know, in a hut in Costa Rica somewhere.
Yeah.
Six people up. But, yeah, I didn't see that coming.
Yeah.
Also, too.
Yeah.
You know, all the stuff about the Lions and the Bears and all this, the Bears are bad guys, but, you know, they're not terrible.
Right.
And you know who is terrible? Matt Patricia. Matt Patricia's coached 27 games in the National Football League now. He's won 9 of them.
Yeah.
With pretty much more talent than Jim Caldwell. Jim Caldwell didn't have Kerryon Johnson. Jim Caldwell didn't sign 6 defensive linemen.
Right.
Jim Caldwell didn't have anywhere near this. He was winning 9 games. Matt Patricia can't coach. The players have quit on him. And the Bears own the Lions. And I know, as I stated earlier in the day, Matt Patricia's a lot like a turkey. He's plump. He's slowly getting cooked. He's close to being done. He's going to get carved up, and then he's going to be thrown out. I mean, you know, it's clear the Lions made a mistake here. You know, their quarterback situation really, I mean, could it get worse? Not really.
They're down to the third stringer.
Terrible. He's 1-7 as a starter anyways.
Yeah.
So if he's out, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Put the new guy in, whatever. Chicago Bears are going to smash these guys tomorrow. I'm not saying it's like they score 56 points, but right. I think it's one of these games that the Bears have a good time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Max terrorizing people, fumbles. Will there be a defensive or special teams touchdown prop is definitely something I'll be playing tomorrow in this Bears game. Can totally see quarterback on the Lions getting killed, you know, ball rolls into the end zone, recovered, etc. They, you know, the hashtag is cool, defend the den, but they don't actually do it. They're 3-7 against the spread the last 10 games.
Right.
Chicago Bears 3-0 straight up and ATS against the Lions in the last 3. They beat them, including in a Thanksgiving game last year. I know they were better last year, but so, you know, the Lions were healthier last year in the game. I'm going to lay the points with the Bears. I don't love doing it. You can put the Bears in a money line parlay. You can play the Bears on the money line, Bills plus the points, and the Saints on the money line. It's like plus 400, so you can mix it up a little bit. I think the Saints roll the Falcons as well, guys.
Nice. As a Detroit native Detroiter and a Lions fan, I agree with you 1,000% on this one. I'm taking the Bears tomorrow, too, so it's great advice.
Love it.
All right, my man.
Like I said, you know what? The first people, why do they play? The first ever Thanksgiving Day game was in 1934.
Yeah.
And it was the Chicago Bears and the Detroit Lions.
Yep.
And the same thing that happened in 1934 is going to happen in 2019. The Bears will beat the Lions.
I think so. I
love it.
Gabe, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, buddy.
Stay away from those guys in wheelchairs fighting each other. And we'll talk to you next week, my man. Thank you so much.
Hey, may the winners be yours, guys. Enjoy the holiday.